I'm David Barron. This is The World. President Obama plans to sign the health care overhaul bill tomorrow. Mr. Obama and congressional Democrats are hailing last night's passage of the bill as a historic moment. Republicans are vowing to keep the health care battle going into the fall elections. The measure that President Obama is getting ready to sign expands coverage to millions of uninsured Americans. It could also change the way U.S. health care compares with other health systems internationally. Here's more from The World's Jeb Sharp.
The domestic debate over health care is clearly not over, but internationally, passage of the legislation puts the United States much more in line with other industrialized countries. Zach Cooper is a health economist at the London School of Economics.
In a global context, the U.S. has always been an outlier. They've looked at us and they've never understood how we could have this many people who weren't guaranteed health care. This puts us into the fold with every other developed country where we view healthcare as a right, that every person in America, every American citizen, should be guaranteed access to healthcare.
Cooper points out that the impetus for reform is not limited to human rights, though. It's also about the economy and keeping the U.S. competitive in the global marketplace.
I think one of the very clear reasons that some of the U.S. auto manufacturers are having trouble is because healthcare costs in the U.S. are so much more expensive. And part of the reason they're more expensive is because we've had a patchwork system that's been very, very good in places, but very, very bad in others. This hopefully will harmonize that system, lower costs, and that'll be better for everyone.
Cooper studies different healthcare systems around the world in order to glean what works and what doesn't. He thinks the healthcare bill is a good one, and he points out that it guarantees healthcare for 32 million people who otherwise wouldn't have it. But T.R. Reid, the author of The Healing of America, has also studied international health systems, and he is much less optimistic.
Well, in 5 years when this bill kicks in, we'll be in much better shape, but it's still going to leave about 20 million Americans uninsured. And if I had gone to another rich country and found 5 or 6% of the people uninsured, I would not have called that country a success. All the other rich countries cover everybody.
Reid says the U.S. is still not going to cover everyone, and it's going to retain a complicated, overlapping, and expensive system. He says critics of universal coverage should realize that other countries are managing to cover everyone without necessarily using the sort of single-payer system many Americans dislike so much.
It's not all socialized medicine. That's an important point. In some countries, government does provide the health care, but a lot of countries, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, Japan, Switzerland, cover everybody with private docs, private hospitals, and private insurance. So the crucial point is they all have decided to cover everybody. If you do that, you save lives, you save money.
There's no question that people out there will think, you know, this could have been a better plan. It's not a perfect plan. But there are some of us, and I would be amongst that group, who believe that it's probably a step in the right direction.
That's Steve Morgan, a professor at the Center for Health Services and Policy Research at the University of British Columbia in Canada. He says, don't forget, Canadians had a tough debate about health care, too, many decades ago.
Canadians weren't sure about a universal health insurance system. Canadians weren't convinced that that was going to be the right thing for the country. However, if you asked a Canadian today, tell us what defines you as a Canadian, other than perhaps mentioning something about hockey, it's almost certain that they'll mention something about their healthcare system. And I hope, as this policy unfolds to Americans, that you'll find that it becomes part of the social fabric of America and that it sort of becomes a statement of the kind of society that Americans wish to live in.
For now, though, despite the passage of this historic legislation, Americans remain mightily divided on the merits of healthcare reform. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.